Good evening. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. Unemployment dropped sharply in December, falling from 5.3% a year ago to 4.2% last month. Tom Austin from the Illinois Department of Employment Security says the Quad Cities lost jobs in retail, leisure and hospitality, and government, but we gained jobs in education and health and construction, and even in manufacturing, following many declines.
Manufacturing had seen a downturn for quite a few months. It's a positive sign that we're seeing it up when we're looking at over the year, as well as when we look at the decline in professional business services seems to have stemmed somewhat as it was unchanged when we look over the year.
State figures show 7,800 people were considered unemployed in the Quad Cities in December, about 400 more than in November. And the last time December unemployment here was this low occurred in 2006 when it was just 4%. After four difficult years, earnings rose for Caterpillar in 2017. Today, the company reported fourth quarter and full year results. Sales and revenue jumped 18% to more than $45 billion. Adjusted profits were $6.88 per share, double last year's $3.42. Adjustments included the impact of U.S. tax reform, restructuring, and some market losses. Caterpillar says it's starting this year with what it calls strong sales momentum, due to strong orders for its construction, mining, and energy equipment, low dealer inventories, and signs of economic growth in many of the company's markets around the world. Well, after several years of increases, the cost of attending Blackhawk College may hold steady next year. Tonight, the Board of Trustees will consider a recommendation to keep tuition at its current level for in-district students at $149 per credit hour. Chief Financial Officer Steve Frommelt says the goal is to keep tuition as affordable as possible. Now the state of Illinois finally has a budget.
So we had a $15 increase and a $12 increase during the state budget impasse, and it was important for the college board of directors and administration to continue to control the tuition costs for our students.
4 years ago, tuition at Blackhawk College was 20% less than it is now. Frommelt says trustees could give their final approval to his recommendation at their meeting next month. Well, a Democratic candidate for Illinois governor has landed the endorsement of a major progressive activist group. MoveOn.org has endorsed Illinois State Senator Daniel Biss. The endorsement today was based on the results of an online poll where members of MoveOn could vote for one of the six Democrats running for their party's nomination. 66% of the voters of MoveOn chose Biss, who represents some North Chicago suburbs, including Evanston and Wilmette. Coming in at second was businessman J.B. Pritzker with 20% of the vote. Pritzker has landed the endorsements of many elected officials, including both U.S. Senators from Illinois, Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth, as well as Congresswoman Cheri Bustos, who represents the Quad Cities in the U.S. House. A spokesman for MoveOn said that only Illinois residents could vote in the poll and that the group attempted to verify Illinois residency by requiring zip codes from its members. The Democratic primary election in Illinois will be held on March 20th. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.